You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
The joy springs upon the pleasure is deep inside you, whether you dig it or not. Once you're aware of this spring, you'll know that it's the greatest treasure you've got. And furthermore, the joy springs.
The joy of spring. Technically, it doesn't start till next week with the equinox on Tuesday, but it sure feels like it's already here, doesn't it? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about those record temperatures we had last week, what caused that heat, and why it went away so quickly. First, though, let's hear the forecast. Cliff, pretty springy already?
It is, and I think this weekend is actually not going to be that bad, but it's not going to be as warm as earlier this week. Today, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures getting up into the 50s, so a very nice day today. Generally dry, maybe a few sprinkles on the south side of western Washington. Now, the weekend will be generally dry here in Puget Sound, but you could have some showers to the south of us and in the mountains. So what's happening is we have a onshore flow of relatively cool air, but most of the action, most of the weather is going south into California. California is being hammered by one system after the other. And in fact, their snowpack is increasing rapidly down there. So we're going to escape most of it. On Saturday, I think we'll have partly cloudy skies, temperatures up in the mid-50s, a few sprinkles, again, particularly as you get into the slopes of the Cascades and south of us, but a pretty nice day. Then on Sunday, maybe a little bit more clouds, temperatures in the mid-50s. And again, I think there could be a few sprinkles floating around, but at any particular location, maybe 20% chance of rain. And in fact, it looks like the situation will even dry out further as we get into Monday and Tuesday. So generally good, and the whole thing is dominated by a trough of low pressure that is resulting in most of the weather going into California. California is getting one storm after the other, which is a good thing.
So a pretty mellow weekend ahead for us. But last week, as you predicted, we had that heat wave. Wow, 73 degrees at SeaTac. That's a full 5 degrees higher than the previous record. That was amazing.
That's right. On Monday, we broke all kinds of daily records around the sound. In fact, all of Western Washington. Temperatures zoomed up into the 60s for virtually everybody and into the 70s in some locations. I mean, the highs topped out into the mid-70s. So that was a warm day. And then the temperatures held up into the next morning, Tuesday morning. And in fact, that's what I found so extraordinary. I was out walking my dog around 6 o'clock in the morning, and the temperature was 60 degrees. Something was really up. And a lot of places had, you know, temperatures in the mid-60s. The South Sound were getting up to 65, 66 at 6 o'clock in the morning. Why is that the case? Well, it's connected to why we had the heat wave on Monday. We had developed relatively strong easterly flow from the east. And that's because there was a front that was stalled offshore, a front which has a temperature gradient. It also has an area of low pressure associated with it. So we had low pressure offshore, higher pressure in eastern Washington. And as the air sank on the western slopes of the Cascades, the air descended and was compressed and warmed. So what happened was that difference in pressure peaked sometime on Tuesday morning. We had intense easterly flow descending the Cascades, and that produced huge amounts of warming. And that warm air scoured out all the cold air that we would normally have had on Tuesday morning. I mean, normally we have cooling from the surface. The surface radiates heat to space. The surface cools off, and we get our low morning temperatures. But that didn't happen on Tuesday morning because this warm easterly flow, the strong flow, scoured out all that cold air. And so temperatures held up.
So that was interesting. But then the heat actually dissipated almost as quickly as it came on.
That's right. And the reason for that was the easterly flow was lost. As soon as that front started approaching, got close to us, all of a sudden, wind switched from easterly to westerly. Cool air surged in off of the Pacific Ocean, and that cool ocean air rapidly replaced that warm sinking air from the east, and that's why the temperatures just dropped over a few hours, and the winds picked up at the same time. So we call that an onshore marine surge, and that happened even before the front reached us. So that explains the rapid cool down that we saw Tuesday sometime around noon.
And these large temperature drops, they actually happen more commonly in spring than in winter, right?
That's right. That's the interesting thing about the weather changes around here in Seattle, Northwest. Our biggest temperature changes from one day to the other, even hour by hour, happens during the warmer time of the year, from spring into summer, not winter, when fronts are actually stronger offshore. And that is because the land is starting to heat up, and there's more warmth inland. And so if we go from offshore flow, which is warm, to onshore flow that is inevitably cool, we can get these big temperature drops during the spring and summer. And that's exactly what happened on Tuesday morning.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.